Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Head coach of the Nanooks, Dallas Ferguson, with us. Thanks for your time tonight, coach.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Early season results been a little up and down. What have been some of the positives in your mind?
Well, I think we're seeing growth out of our young players. I mean, I think you look at our roster and, you know, we lost some key players, mostly on the back end for us. And, you know, so we're seeing some guys develop there. We're starting to get some guys back from injury that are back there that, you know, second year players that, you know, we're looking forward to getting them back in our lineup. But, you know, we keep moving forward and, you know, it's like you take two forward, one back, and you got to keep chipping away.
What haven't been some of the positives?
Yeah, I mean, I think that our special teams have been, a power play has been a little bit interesting based on not necessarily the outcome, and for most nights it's been a kind of a positive where the puck's been moving and we're getting good looks and having possession and ozone time on it, but not finishing. I think it's a result of, you know, having a little bit more of a shot mentality versus a possession mentality, and you know, and on the penalty kill, I think our execution just hasn't been where it needs to be. And you know, you look at a couple of the games, the Mankato game, the Northern game, where you're giving up multiple penalty kill goals. I think anytime you do that, it's certainly not a recipe for success. So kind of shoring up our specialty teams, and so far our 5-on-5 game is developing, and our young players are developing, so we feel good about that.
With what happened last year with the NCAA, that hurt recruiting at all?
No, not really. I mean, all the guys that we had coming in are here, you know, so, you know, it was one of those things. It didn't necessarily impact this year's team. It was more last year's team for not being able to play in the postseason, which was obviously very unfortunate. But, you know, with all that going on, I thought our guys did a heck of a job sticking together and competing hard right till the last game.
At Bemidji, at Ferris is a rough four-game schedule. How do you approach it?
Well, you just take it day by day and game by game. And, you know, we know that when anytime you have these four-game trips, I mean, they're big parts of your season, right? So we've got another one in January. So it's important to, you know, it's kind of the same approach to each game. But at the same time, you know, you're looking big picture. You got to get some points on the road.
Bemidji hasn't played in a couple of weeks. What have you noticed about them on film?
Well, I mean, the game, we actually pre-scouted them against Northern because we were playing Northern, so we got to see there, and, you know, they got a good transition game. They work hard away from the puck to back pressure, and, you know, we did notice the specialty teams move the puck around pretty well, and an aggressive mindset. So, you know, I think for us, you know, to counter that, we've got to manage the puck responsibly. We've got to play fast, and, you know, anytime we get a chance, we got to get pucks to the net. I think with our team, you know, when we're playing a north-south game, when we're getting after it up ice and not slowing the game down, I think we can be effective, and I think they play a similar transition game that like to get going quick. So looking for a fast competitive series, and obviously I think between the blue lines is going to be real important for both teams, and for us getting pucks deep and forechecking and putting some pressure on their D, you know, is something that, you know, I think helps us play better and probably have more effective results.
Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.